This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So everyone, talked about doubleheader yesterday. Unusual for baseball, but I think what I want to ask Jesse about, because we got Jesse Agler here standing by on an Incorporator Tuesday, and Jesse joins us from Cincinnati, Ohio right now. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's good. It wasn't just the doubleheader yesterday. You called like three baseball games in the span of just over 24 hours. Now, that is a long stretch of baseball. Have you ever done that before?
That's a good question. I mean, probably.
Maybe somewhere, I'm not sure. Yeah, that's quite the stretch.
It was a lot.
Have you ever done an hour-long roundtable on Thursdays, commercial-free?
feels like a doubleheader in another game sometimes.
You know, I know that you're probably bummed, though, because a doubleheader in Atlanta cuts into your Cincinnati time.
Oh. No comment.
Right?
Or he's gone already.
Is he gone or is he
no,
just...
I'm here.
Oh,
yeah.
He's gone.
He's being diplomatic first day in Cincinnati. He can say what he wants on the last day when he gets out of town,
really,
but you
want
to be diplomatic on day one when you arrive
in
Cincinnati.
By the way, speaking of getting out of town, not a great forecast here this week.
So we'll see how that goes. You're kidding me. Not again.
Sam Levitt just wrecked
really
his
bad.
Car.
Yeah, Sammy Levitt is about to pull his hair out. Oh, no. Really? Like, give me the lowdown. The really bad. Today looked good. Tomorrow, what does it look like?
So when we got here last night, I checked it, and today looked like it was okay, and then the next 2 days looked really bad. Now today looks a little worse. Tomorrow looks a little better, and Thursday looks really bad. So, I mean, it changes pretty quickly here. You kind of have to take it a day at a time, but, like, just get ready for more. There's something's going to happen, we get really lucky.
Do you think if they had a vote of the 30 major league teams and the proposal was San Diego is always a home game, so we make, you know, two trips to San Diego rather than they come here, do you think anyone says no and they just, you know what, we'll just give the Padres all home games and we'll all spend as much time in San Diego as possible?
I think the players would probably be for it, but the owners who would be losing the gate
yeah,
would not.
True.
But you know what's pretty crazy? This was my kind of nugget of the day yesterday. Yesterday, we had a doubleheader in Atlanta. Since the last doubleheader in Atlanta, there had been three of them at Petco.
Whoa.
Wow. That's surprising. Yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah. There had not been a doubleheader in Atlanta since 2021, before yesterday. That one also involved the Padres, because we're very lucky like that. And in that time between then and yesterday, we had three different doubleheaders at Petco.
That's crazy. Talking to our pal Jesse Agler, something's going to have to give here, Jesse, in this series against the Cincinnati Reds. The Padres play really well on the road, but not so good against inferior opponents so far this season. So something's got to give. I loved that series in Atlanta. I really did. And, you know, obviously capped by that comeback yesterday. That must have been a fun one for you guys to call.
Yeah, that was a really, really special game. It was, you know, one of the favorite ones of the year. Obviously, the big comeback against the Cubs, the 8-0 game. You had the one at home against the Dodgers last month, where I think it was like 7-3 in the third inning. And they came back to win. And, I mean, that one's right there with it. It was also, you know how sometimes when you're at a game, and I guess it's the same if you're watching it on TV, you kind of just even if it's like a 3 or 4 run game, you sort of feel like, all right, this one's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even though, you know, intellectually, it kind of feels like, you know, you know you're in it, but it's just sort of the way the game is flowing. You're like, all right, this kind of feels like it's over. But really, truly, the style that the Padres have made their own this year has made it so that even on days like that, and that was very much my feel during game one of the doubleheader, that, you know, they're still going to have a shot. And they take those tough at-bats no matter what. And if there's a little crack in the opposing pitching, whether it's the starter or a reliever, you know, they're going to make a play at it. And that's what happened there. And it really did seem, as that game was going along, like, all right, this one is what it is. Reynaldo Lopez has been great, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, like, the door cracked open and they pushed it open and they pushed it all the way out. I mean, it was a really, really nice win. And a signature moment, I think, you know, just kind of in terms of everything that Mike Schilt and the players have been preaching this year about, you know, the way they want to approach games, the way they want to compete. And, you know, that was as good of an example as you're going to get in game one of the doubleheader. You know, as far as the Reds thing that you said, here's what I've come up with. And I said this yesterday at some point. I think for the 2024 Padres, at least for now, here's my line. Here's what I'm going with. It is not about who they are playing. It is about how they are playing. And I think that's really the way we need to approach it and look at it. And if they play a good game, they're probably going to win much more often than not, no matter who the other team is. If they don't play well, and this might sound obvious, but I think if you watch enough baseball, you understand what I'm saying. If they don't play well, it doesn't matter who's on the other side. They don't have a big enough margin, you know, so that whether it's Colorado or the Yankees or anybody, if they don't play well, they're probably not going to win many games that they don't play well. But when they do play well, they can beat anybody. So, I think, like, I get as a fan, you know, you're scratching your head like they've won 5 out of 6 series, and the only one they haven't won was the Colorado at home. Like, that doesn't add up. But they didn't play well against the Rockies. And it could have been the Rockies. It could have been anybody. They weren't going to win those games playing that way. So that's kind of like the way I'm looking at it, you know, for now at least, you know, here in 2024.
You anticipated my question, answered my question about that, and came up with a really good answer to it. We're talking to Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres here, and bullpen, the different options now that Mike Schilt has used, including Jeremiah Estrada coming in the 8th inning, and he just continues to get the job done. Just kind of your analysis of that out of kind of nowhere guy who wasn't talked about much in the offseason and worked his way into the an opportunity with a good spring and then getting called up and now getting high leverage innings for the Padres.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. You know, it's one of my nice little storylines that I'm enjoying right now because, you know, the bullpen every year, generally speaking for any team, is kind of like this living, breathing thing. And sometimes it is an untamable beast, right? And you don't really know what you've got. And there's really only one way to figure out what you've got. And so, you know, especially early on in the season, and we talk about this, right? Some of the more curious looking from the outside decisions that are made, you know, when it comes to which pitcher is coming in when. You know, I am sure on opening day, Mike Schilt had in his head, maybe even on paper, all right, in the 9th inning, it's going to be Suarez with the 3-run lead. In the 8th inning, it's going to be Peralta. In the 7th inning, it's going to be Matsui. You know, in the 6th inning, it'll be some combination of De Los Santos and whoever. Like, I'm sure that there was some at least abstract idea of that going into it, but there was also the knowledge that, all right, just because that's the plan on day one doesn't mean it's going to be the plan on day 10 or day 20 or day 50. And, you know, relievers are more volatile in terms of what they provide and produce than anybody else on a baseball team. And so you've got to stay nimble. You've got to be able to adjust. You've got to be able to be kind of wide-eyed, you know, recognizing what's going on. Now, Robert Suarez, kind of his own case, right? He's, at this point, I think it's fair to say, an established closer in the big leagues. So he's got his role. He's going to do his thing. But, you know, with these other roles, it is still, and I get, you know, it feels like we've been playing baseball forever, but it's what, May 21st? So still a lot of time left in the season. And, you know, just because this is the plan today doesn't mean it's going to be the plan in a month or 2 months. You know, there are probably going to be guys that come and go in the bullpen as well. So Mike Schilt, Ruben Niebla, Ben Fritz, the bullpen coach, they're feeling their way through this. They're kind of testing different things out. You know, Estrada got all the attention in the Friday night game in Atlanta when he came in, you know, to get the save, obviously. But the test balloon was floated on the previous road trip at Wrigley. I don't know if you remember. He came in kind of like a more high than you would expect leverage situation against the Cubs. And it was kind of cool, right, because he had come up through the Cubs system, and he didn't have a great outing. It wasn't bad. He had to come out of the inning, and, you know, they kind of helped him out and stranded his runners. But it was a little bit of a, huh, moment. You know, Tony and I were like, all right, that's something to file away. And then, you know, sure enough, he got the opportunity in Atlanta, struck out the side in order to collect his first major league save. So I love stuff like that. It's really fun to kind of follow it as the season goes along. And, yeah, it's always kind of a changing thing out in the bullpen. The hope, of course, is that by the time you get to the playoffs, which is where this team is trying to get, you know, you have a pretty good idea of what you're going to do and who you're going to roll out in what situation.
Talking to our pal Jesse Agler, as we do every Tuesday here on Ben and Woods this morning. Jesse, how much have you guys been in the booth enjoying watching Luis Arraez hit? Because I know when he comes to the plate, he's for a slappy singles hitter, man, I can't. It's appointment viewing for me. It really is. Every single AB, what he can do with the bat. Sometimes it looks like it's past him when he hits it and hits it down the line. I mean, he is just a blast to watch. And I know your partner appreciates it as well.
Oh, my gosh. We're having a blast. And for me to sort of get to watch Tony watch him is really cool. It really is. You know, it's funny. We talked about this yesterday during the game. Like, you know, over the last 3 weeks or whatever it's been since the trade, you know, the number of people at the different ballparks who have kind of come up to Tony and sort of tried to, like, very gently tiptoe around the question with him because, you know, they don't want to offend him by making the comparison.
Right.
But Tony's all about it. You know, he's all about it. Like, this is the only guy pretty much in baseball right now who approaches it the way that his dad did. And he's having such a great time watching him. I'm having a great time watching both of them. And it's been really, really cool. You know, I made a kind of like a joke, although I meant it, you know, in the first day or two that Arraez was with the Padres, that, you know, he has now fulfilled his destiny by coming to San Diego.
Yeah.
Because if there is a fan base that appreciates, you know, that style and that ability more than any other, it is certainly this one. And look, if you're old enough to, you know, have the honor of watching Tony Gwynn take four at bats every single night, there's an awful lot you're seeing right now that's going to remind you of that.
Jesse, the official word on Xander Bogaerts' injury was fairly positive. No damage on the initial imaging and some range of motion and strength in the shoulder. That was the official word. Was there any mood, though, as you guys left Atlanta and got on the plane, like doom and gloom or maybe cautious optimism that you felt?
No, I didn't really feel anything one way or the other. You know, I think, you know, they're going to do some more tests today, it sounds like, and kind of take a look at it. You know, hopefully, you know, that ends up being the case. You know, these ones are tricky, though. I mean, you know, the Reds, it's funny because that's where we are, obviously. And when we saw them a couple weeks ago in San Diego, they had a couple of guys who didn't play in that series because they had been hit by pitches over the weekend. Encarnacion Strand was one of them. And, you know, the x-rays came back okay, so it was just sore. They're just giving him some time. And then the next thing you know, a few days later, he goes on the IL with a broken wrist. So, you know, these tests sometimes, you know, they don't reveal things initially, but a guy knows it still doesn't feel right. And, you know, with Xander obviously hoping for a best-case scenario and that, you know, the initial tests end up being correct. But I would imagine it's going to be a couple of days before you have any real sense of it. I mean, unless he just woke up this morning feeling great. Which would be great. But obviously, you know, the Padres have a nice collection of infielders right now. You know, it stinks for Xander. You feel for him because he was definitely, it appeared, starting to get going and feeling good at the plate probably for the first time all year, and then this happens. So it's been a tough couple months for Xander. This only adds to it. But yeah, you know, obviously, as long as it's not a long-term thing for Bogaerts, you know, I think they can cover it, you know, for however many days they need to.
All right, we ready for the Incorporator?
Let's do it, baby.
All right, this one comes from Good Juju in our YouTube chat.
I like that.
This morning, Pauly, if you would please.
Jaculiferous.
Jaculiferous.
Jaculiferous. That means, Jesse, in botany or zoology, having dart-like spines, like a cactus or a porcupine. Jaculiferous.
Okay. Wow. That's a big word.
It is a big one.
Jesse hit apiary on the air yesterday.
Not even an incorporator.
Not even an incorporator. I was listening, and he said, "That isn't that where they keep the bees? The apiary." And I texted him, yes.
Yeah. Did you get any of the Dylan C's honey?
Did you get any of that honey?
No, I didn't get any of the honey.
Are you a honey fan?
I'm you know, no disrespect to the apiarists out there. But no, I'm not actually like a huge honey guy. Although right now, after the doubleheader and hearing myself talk to you guys, I could probably use a little tea with honey tonight.
Tea,
so I might duck down there when we head in. Yeah, might duck down there when we head
in. Dylan, may I have some of your fresh homemade honey direct from the apiary?
Ruben Nieves,
by the way,
sounded really awesome. He said it was bleeping delicious. I've never had honey that was bleeping delicious.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about it. But like, you know what I love about this is anytime you get a guy, you know, a baseball player or a friend, anything, and they're just like truly, sincerely passionate about something that feels very random, like that's not connected to their everyday life. Like that, you know, has nothing to do with baseball or not. You know, I love that trait in people. Mm-hmm. You know, when they have a thing that they're like really, really into that has nothing to do with the rest of their life. I think that shows a great like sort of curiosity and kind of a great passion for living. That, you know, like that's a trait I really enjoy in people. So while I might not necessarily be big into honey myself, I absolutely love that. Like Dylan Cease has this very serious side hobby involving the bees.
This
I think that's
thing.
So cool.
Yeah, his thing. I, as a dad, I always feel like I need a thing. Like, oh, Dad, will you make your famous blank, right? And I don't have one, and I feel like I need one. You know, ribs or brisket or something. So I need something that, oh, my dad makes the best blah, blah, blah.
Well, the bees actually make the honey.
The bees make the honey. You got to harvest it and whatnot. Yeah. But anyway, Jaculiferous.
Jaculiferous. And it'll be good to have Joe Musgrove.
Can you text me that, please?
Yeah, you will text that.
Paulie will text you Jaculiferous. Good to have Joe Musgrove back
that one
tonight. Expecting, of course, to go on a 2 or 3 week scoreless stint off the IL, just like you, Darvish, did. So that'll be great for the Padres starting rotation.
Keep Ellie off the base paths, and we should be in decent shape.
Sounds good to me.
All right, buddy.
And good luck with the weather. Thanks, Jesse.
Yeah, thanks.
Jesse Agler from Cincinnati, Ohio, after the late night last night. You could definitely tell.
Yeah.
3 games in 25 hours or so takes its toll on the vocal cords a bit. So, tea, lemon, Dylan Cease honey, perhaps in Jesse's future.
Shout out to Jesse and Tony and Mudd and Don and Sam Levitt yesterday, just doing the thing yesterday, just crushing it.
Got all the matchups for this series. We'll look ahead if they do get to play all the games at what the Padres are facing in Cincinnati this week. And Paulie's got a Rhino report to get us to 10 o'clock here with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station. Back after traffic on 97.3 The Fam.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour of Ben Woods is brought to you by Prize Picks. Join the biggest moments in sports with Prize Picks. Pick your players, pick your stats, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. And looking at the matchups this week for the San Diego Padres, at least on paper, the schedule gods are kind on the pitching matchups. When the Padres hosted the Reds a few weeks ago. Remember, the Reds won the first game of that three-game series behind Nick Lodolo, who shoved for seven innings, one run. They also had trouble in the final game against Graham Ashcraft. Now, the Padres did rally to win that game. They don't have to face either of those guys in this series. Today, Joe Musgrove scheduled to come off the injured list to pitch against Andrew Abbott. Abbott is a lefty, so you got another chance against a left-hander. You've struggled. He's had a
he has a pretty good
ERA, 3.06, even though his record's 2-4. Decent 1.14 whip. So that's today's matchup. Tomorrow, Michael King against Nick Martinez. Padres face Nick again. They did beat him first time they faced him back in San Diego. And then Thursday is Matt Waldron against Frankie Montas, who was on the injured list when the Padres and Reds faced each other at Petco Park. He's back now 2-3 with a 4.37. So a good pitcher, but they are
lefty as well. Yeah,
they are. No, Montas is ready.
Is he?
Yeah, they are dodging though the two guys that gave them the most trouble in that series at Petco Park. It doesn't mean anything. Every game, it's his own little story. And sometimes you face a guy who you hit well, and then you can't hit him the next time. You face a guy you couldn't hit, and then next time you get him. So that happens all the time. But
he's a righty. I don't know why I thought he was a lefty. Kid from Oakland, yeah? Who am I thinking of?
I don't know who you're thinking of.
Somebody.
Montas?
Montas, yeah.
He was with the Yankees.
He was with the A's, too, though.
He was with the A's before he was with the Yankees the last 2 years. Yeah,
I could have sworn he was a left-hander.
He was mostly injured with the Yankees, though.
Yeah, all right.
But he's always been a right-hander. I don't think he ever changed.
He might have switched, Ben. Go back and find some film of him in Oakland. See, he used to throw lefty. No, just an idiot. I'm getting him confused with somebody, and it's driving me nuts on who I'm thinking about. But, no, I mean, look, the Reds are scuffling badly, but they are led by one Ellie De La Cruz, who, if he gets on base, I mean, he stole four bags in five innings last week against the Dodgers. They can be a pesky-ass team, as we just saw them. They played the Dodgers pretty tough, so they can be a pesky team. You know, their
Padres
ballpark
do not control base runners well.
They do not at all.
Some of that's the pitchers. Like, Yu Darvish is just not a priority for him, but Campusano has not been good at throwing runners out when they have been stealing. So the best strategy there is just to keep guys off the base
paths. Keep them off
to begin
the base
with.
Paths as much as you can. Campy's not throwing anybody out this year. Tough look.
Reds have lost 18 of their last 23 games.
This does not bode well for us, does it? That's the wrong way to feel. That is the wrong. Why am I now a nervous wreck for this Red series like I was against the Rockies?
Now, they did get a chance to had a full day of rest yesterday, came home after dropping 3 of 4 to the Dodgers, got to rest up. Padres, of course, had to play twice and then get on a plane and fly. So in terms of, you know, perhaps energy level, the Reds will probably have the advantage in the first game today. The Padres, though, have been playing much better baseball than the Reds have lately. So I don't know which one you take. You want the rested team or the one that's playing better? I'd take the one that's playing better.
I want the team that's playing
personally,
better. Yeah,
but
every single time.
And that'll be 3:40, 3:40. And then another early exit for Ben and Woods on Thursday, a 10:10 first pitch with a 9:10 Eco Water SoCal pregame show on Thursday. So we'll have a 3 hour plus show to wrap up our week. And then we're going to take off the 4 day holiday weekend and be back on Tuesday after Memorial Day. So get your fill of Ben and Woods now before we shut it down a little bit earlier week on Thursday at 9:10 a.m.
Drink it in. Drink it in. What are your big plans for Memorial Day, Paulie?
Not doing anything this year.
All right. Well, uncommon.
Just going to be relaxing at home. Going to Vegas the following weekend.
Right.
For my anniversary. Not for
now,
Memorial
you're going
Day.
To Joshua Tree.
I am. I leave.
You're celebrating Memorial Day more than I am this year.
No, I'll be
you're
home.
You're going on vacation.
I'll be home in morning on Sunday and Monday. So, no, I won't be. I'm just going for Thursday night and Friday night to Joshua Tree.
Will you be back? I'm going to the Padres-Yankees game on Sunday before work.
I will be back. I don't think I'm going down there at all. I mean, I may, if Hannah gets a wild hair and we want to take the kids on Sunday because they're off on Monday, I may go down and catch a game. But I doubt it. I like watching on TV. I like staying at my house. except for when I go to Joshua
Tree. You really
Tree.
Aren't a Yankees fan anymore.
No, I
you used to be. But
I really hope
you've
that
totally.
I hope they beat the hell out of them.
Totally give them that up.
And
man.
I really hope that Juan Soto doesn't. If Juan Soto gets one, I hope it's a monster home run. But I hope they're down 9-1 when he hits it. So
yes,
it wouldn't make me mad to see Juan Soto hit a tank just for the drama of it. But it's, I just don't want it to cost us. No, I hope they get their ass kicked.
I mean, it's Petco Park still. Those balls will die at the warning
right.
track like they did so often at home. It doesn't change anything just because you're in a visiting uniform, does it?
Their pitching has been incredible this year without Gary, mind you. So I don't know, man. I know Bo still very much likes Juan Soto. I know he loves Aaron Judge as well. Maybe we do get down for a game. It's the Yankees. You go down and check out a game for sure.
They only come once every 2 years.
Yeah, you're going Sunday?
Going Sunday.
You got good seats?
No, I'm on my way to work, so
oh, probably you're in the just press popping box. By.
Yeah, okay. My buddy is going to be there though because he's a Yankees fan.
Okay.
So.
Oh, Scott?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's just in town. He's leaving Sunday after the game, but he's wanted to stop by. So
yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to go. I'm tired a lot. I think I was thinking of Jesus Luzardo. He was also an A. He was a left-handed. But
did
I know
you
Jesus
think of that, or did someone else think of that?
Somebody
for you?
Said it, but I thought yes, that's a good excuse to use. Yes, that's exactly what I was doing. Jesus Luzardo. All right, let's get a Rondo report next.
All right, we'll take a final timeout back with Paulie's headlines to wrap things up with Ben. Oh, by the way, as long as we're talking Yankees, there are still tickets available for that series. You can go to Padres.com/tickets, see the Padres take on the Pinstripes once every 2 years, even with the new balance schedule. You don't get to see them every single year, so this is your chance to see Aaron Judge and company at Padres.com/tickets. Rondo report coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. Had a game 7 last night with no Padre game late and no NBA games. Actually dug in and had the Vancouver Canucks and Edmonton Oilers on for a while.
Game 7.
Yeah, it was in Vancouver, but Edmonton jumped out to the 3-0 lead. Vancouver looked like they were totally out of it. Then they scored twice late in the third period to get within one. So you get that frantic finish, which really only happens in hockey.
And lacrosse,
where they pull the goalkeeper to have that man advantage. And it's just like fire shot after shot after shot at the goal, hoping that one goes in and you can force overtime. It did not. And the Edmonton Oilers advance to the Western Conference Finals. They'll take on the Dallas Stars. Big sports month here in Big D here in Dallas,
yeah,
with both the Mavs and the Stars reaching the Western Conference Finals in the two sports that are in their playoff season.
Fresh
at the
off
moment.
World Series win, too.
Yep.
Jeez.
Enjoy it while you can, because it looks like the Cowboys are not going to be great.
They're used to that. They're used to that. By the way, Cowboys will still dominate 94% of sports talk radio today, with both of those teams being in the Western Conference Finals.
Have the first game of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Boston Celtics will be hosting Game 1 against the Indiana Pacers.
Okay.
A bit of a surprise there. All right, we'll take our last check at traffic, and then Paulie's got some headlines in the Rondo Report to take us home to 10 o'clock here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondo Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rondo Report with Paul Rondo.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rondo Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right, indeed.
It is the Rondo Report brought to you by the Frozen Ropes Summer Baseball League. The Frozen Ropes is now registering ball players age 6 through 12. Go to sandiegofrozenropes.com for more information. We're just talking about the Boston Celtics taking on the Indiana Pacers. My first story has to do with a former Indiana Pacer, Steven Jackson. So the story that went out a couple of days ago, Steven Jackson, the guy who dumped his fiance at the altar on her wedding day.
Wow.
And then he went to a party.
Ooh. Right.
And the reports are it's because, well, she refused to sign a prenuptial agreement in case they were to get divorce.
Typically, that's something that you're going to want to get the ink on paper before the day of the ceremony.
Did yes. Hannah make you sign a prenup?
No.
No.
Did you make her sign one?
Better not take.
You have to have something before you
yeah.
make anyone sign a prenup.
Please don't take all my records and my several guitars.
My adult league trophies.
My adult league. She already threw those away, as you know.
Should have gotten a prenup.
Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah, that's right.
No!
So Steven Jackson is, you know, people that know him or whatever, the reports started coming out that, like, nah, he had been trying for, like, 6 months out from the wedding day.
Well, then you postpone
3 months
it. You
out.
Postpone it.
2 weeks out. And she kept pushing it off, saying, oh, I'm preoccupied planning the wedding. I got to go get my dress, blah, 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 blah. So people were dragging him for leaving her at the altar on her wedding day because she wouldn't sign the prenup. He went on Instagram Live recently, and there are two sides to every story. Here's his side.
My nanny come back in there with a spook look on her face, like she still like she pulled me to the side, and she like she still ain't signed it. Oh, I ain't getting married. Steph was like, she ain't signed a prenup. What we even here for? I'm like, yeah, dog, I ain't doing it. The preacher steps up. He's like, hold on. He say, now hold on. I know you love this girl. Don't make a drastic decision.
The preacher.
I think you should just let God handle it. I say, huh? I think you should just let God handle it. Me, as a pastor, I don't believe in prenups. Nah, I know why she was fighting for you. You don't believe in prenups.
It
all makes sense.
She picked
it. I ain't getting married. Damn what you believe in. I put everything in God's hand. And God is telling me to put the pen in her hand and make her sign this damn prenup. That's what God telling me. So God telling me and you two different things, partner. You know, I'm going to keep it all 1,000 with y'all. After we had party at the hotel, me and all my partners getting ready to go out that night. Two of her main squeezes that was there with her.
Her friends.
Was with us that night. Oh. And I'm going to keep it funky. I downed one of them.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
I don't know that marriage had a lot of staying power, to be honest. It's one of the best. I need some clips of that. Partner, I want all of that. It's
me and my
so
partners.
Good.
Yeah. Good for what him, did, actually.
What did he say? So one of her main squeeze friends.
Her friends were with him, and
then
dimed her up.
After we had party at the hotel, me and all my partners getting ready to go out that night. Two of her main squeezes that was there with her was with us that night. And I'm going to keep it funky.
Funky.
I downed one of them.
I don't even know what it means.
Something.
Use your imagination.
Something sexual, I would imagine.
You don't know what it means either, though.
I'm using my imagination.
I know.
It's called context clues.
You got a pretty good idea.
I don't know that had a lot of staying power.
Probably not. I mean, it's not fairy tale. It's the one true love of your life.
No. Like, yeah.
Sort of story right there.
I understand, you know. Business and whatnot, but the prenup is a weird convo. It's a weird one to broach.
Right, if I'm the one being asked to sign the prenup,
well, we know you'll sign it.
100%.
Okay, I'll sign it.
Probably
that's
yes.
Fine.
But I mean, it's only fair in terms of now. You know, if the marriage lasts for a long time, that's a totally different thing. Like. You know, at that point, you're kind of partners. But if it doesn't work out after like 6 months
yeah.
and there's no prenup, really shouldn't be necessarily a big deal. Just go back to what you had before. That's fine. Didn't work out? Go back to what you had before.
Johnny's wife takes half Johnny's money. It's the greatest part of Eddie Murphy Raw. There's nothing better than that. What you going to do? Get a job at a boutique? Here, I made $70. Put that with the rest. There's nothing better than. I've never laughed so hard in my whole life. Half. No, Hannah did not ask me to sign one. She probably will, though. Is there a post-nuptial agreement? Because if there is, she'll make me sign one. Yeah, no question.
All right, we'll keep it. I got another fun story from the world of basketball.
That audio is so effing good. I can't stand it.
Steven Jackson
there? Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. I'll show you. I'll send you the video.
I got to see the whole thing.
Put it all together.
A
couple days ago, the Minnesota Timberwolves defeated the Denver Nuggets, punched their ticket to the Western Conference Final. They will take on, who do they play?
Dallas.
Dallas, starting tomorrow night. And I told you, I'm going to make you an Anthony Edwards fan.
Yeah.
Woodsy.
I'm a fan already.
He is so, I mean, he's so funny, so good, dude. On the court. Off the court, he is so funny. I sent you that thread that had all his best moments, post-game interviews and stuff. This was after the game on, what was that, Sunday evening. He's joining the Inside the NBA crew on TNT. Charles Barkley is talking with him.
I wanted to watch you play. Okay, I have not been to Minnesota in probably 20 years.
Bring gas.
Hey, can you send me a list of good restaurants? We're going to be there for like 5 days. I want you to send me a list of some good restaurants, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to find your number through somebody. I'm going to send them to you.
I appreciate it, my brother. Congratulations. I'll see you Wednesday.
Appreciate it, baby.
Bring gas.
Bring gas.
I have not been to Minnesota in probably 20 years.
Bring gas.
Say that. So that's turn him into drops for sure. Bring gas.
No hesitation.
None. Zero.
No filter.
I have not been to Minnesota in probably 20 years.
Bring gas.
I love it so
much. He is 22 years old.
Where's he from? Where did he
Georgia.
Play? Georgia. He played it. Where did he play?
He played for Duke.
No, he went to Georgia.
Oh, he went to Georgia.
Yeah, he went to the University of Georgia. He's from Atlanta. Went to Georgia. Not for long. First round draft pick. First overall pick.
Bring gas.
Of the Timberwolves in 2020. Gas. And now is arguably one of, if not the, best player in the NBA.
Bring gas.
He's talking to Charles Barkley.
I mean, people who watch a lot of basketball, he's the most Michael Jordan-like player we've seen in a long time.
All right, man, I'll watch it.
I have not been to Minnesota in probably 20 years.
Bring gas.
So good. So
I love him, dude. I love
the
him.
The internet did what the internet does. And if you now go to www.bringyaass.com, it automatically takes you to the Minnesota State Tourism website, exploreminnesota.com.
That is so good, dude.
It's a new advertising campaign.
Bring gas.
Bring gas. Minnesota. Bring gas.
Oh, bring gas.
Brilliant.
So good. All right, finally.
Oh, that's great audio today. Oh, my God.
Another conversion attempt here for our old pal Woods. Okay. I know you're not big on cartoons.
I'm not.
The adult cartoons. I'll watch the adult. I like South Park. I think King of the Hill is my favorite cartoon that they've put out. I'll watch some Bob's Burgers, maybe. But King of the Hill, we talked about this a while ago.
I liked Beavis and Butthead when I was in college.
Sure.
Because they would play music videos and they would comment on them. It was great.
Now, Beavis and Butthead had a revival.
Yep.
It was okay. King of the Hill, we've talked about it before. They've got the reboot coming back. And they're already on to season two. They haven't aired season one yet, but they're already developing season two.
Okay.
And Pamela Adlon, who is the voice of Bobby Hill,
damn
was
it,
just
Bobby.
One of the greatest characters, at least in cartoon history. I love Bobby Hill so much. She did an interview, and she was talking about how they're working on season two. Season one will come out next year. And she gave a little nugget. It does take place in the future, so it's not going to be like Bobby's not going to be a 12-year-old kid like it was.
It's not like the Simpsons, who have not aged in 35 years.
So he's like an older kid.
They took a 20-year break or however long it's been, 15 years.
So he's probably 32, 33.
He's going to be 21 years old,
Bobby
21.
Hill. Okay.
And he's a chef at a fusion restaurant in Dallas. So Mike Judge and Greg Daniels, they're the ones that came up with the original show.
Bobby's cooking fusion.
Damn it, Bobby, what the hell?
What is fusion? I can't wait already. Like
there's a lot of possibilities here.
Does Mike Judge do the voice of Hank? Is that
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
He's now, brilliant, man.
Dale Gribble, the voice of Dale, has passed away. He passed away recently.
Oh, no!
So he will not be there for the, so for Dale the new revival. But Bobby Hill, he's a 21-year-old chef at a fusion restaurant
fusion
in
chef.
Dallas. He's in a relationship. He's his own young man now.
Cannot wait. All right, I'm in. I'm all in. I was getting my hair cut recently, and they were running some old Kings of the Hill.
It's so good.
And I was dying. I mean, I was dying laughing.
King of the Hill was all right. I did not like South Park. I could not stand Beavis and Butthead.
Really?
Oh,
I liked it because of the music. They would play songs, and, you know, I liked that. But
can't believe Ben didn't like Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. South Park I didn't like either. Just, it's brilliant. And those two guys, Trey and what's his name?
Matt Stone.
They're brilliant. Brilliant. It was the voices. It was Cartman. Honestly,
the actual comedy was brilliant. Genius at times.
But it was the freaking voices, man. And I just said, I can't. This is hurting my. Same thing for, and this gets me killed. Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Hear nothing but great rave reviews about it all the time. Best, one of the best shows of all time. It's that one guy with the high, squeaky voice, and I can't watch the show because he ruins it for me. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Charlie?
Yes. Yeah, Charlie. He's the one. It has turned me off of it entirely, and I'm like, I want to like it so much, and every time I watch it, it makes me nuts. Mike Judge is a UCSD alum, Derek says. I didn't know that.
Usually I know all the locals,
but I did not know that either. If anybody knows where we can get in touch with Mike Judge, I'd be...
No, I'd put him on the show. Absolutely.
In a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
In a heartbeat. Thank you, Paul. It was a really good Rindle report today. Had a lot of fun with that.
According to...
Bring your ass. Charlie Day is his name. I can't stand him. I cannot stand him.
Bring your ass.
Yeah. Sorry.
According to the internet and our own Adam Klug... We will have tickets to give away to Padres Yankees on tomorrow's show. So, opportunity to win your way to Petco Park this weekend with the Bronx Bombers coming into town. I believe all shows tomorrow on 97.3 The Fan will have Padres Yankees tickets to give away. So, just a little added incentive to join us for the Wednesday edition of the program tomorrow. It is a Big League Wednesday. Paulie, here's how this works. Paulie will text Adam Jones tonight.
Yep.
Adam Jones will not respond.
Correct.
At all. And then sometime right before the show, he will say, oh, yeah, we're good, dog. And we will have him on probably at 7:30. But every once in a while, it goes awry because we didn't know that he was going to be on an airplane or something. So,
well, he was texting me 2 days ago and saying, you guys need to bring your asses out to Baltimore. And I said, he goes, tell your company to send you out here. I just said,
it's easier to get to than Barcelona, I guess.
We don't even have a copier. You going to send us to Baltimore? I don't think so, buddy.
Anyone have any points we can use or something? All right, that's it for us. Annie and Elston are coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. For Paul Reindel, Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long. Had a game 7 last night with no Padre game late and no NBA games. Actually dug in and had the Vancouver Canucks and Edmonton Oilers on for a while.
Game 7.
Yeah, it was in Vancouver, but Edmonton jumped out to the 3-0 lead. Vancouver looked like they were totally out of it. Then they scored twice late in the third period to get within one. So you get that frantic finish, which really only happens in hockey.
And lacrosse,
where they pull the goalkeeper to have that man advantage, and it's just like fire shot after shot after shot at the goal, hoping that one goes in and you can force overtime. It did not, and the Edmonton Oilers advance to the Western Conference Finals. They'll take on the Dallas Stars. Big sports month here in Big D here in Dallas, yeah, with both the Mavs and the Stars reaching the Western Conference Finals in the two sports that are in their playoff season.
Fresh off a World Series win, too.
Yep.
Jeez.
Enjoy it while you can, because it looks like the Cowboys are not going to be great.
They're used to that. They're used to that. By the way, Cowboys will still dominate 94% of sports talk radio today, with both of those teams being in the Western Conference Finals.
Have the first game of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Boston Celtics will be hosting Game 1 against the Indiana Pacers.
Okay.
A bit of a surprise there. All right, we'll take our last check at traffic, and then Paulie's got some headlines in the Rindle Report to take us home to 10 o'clock here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoo-yeah? Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right,
indeed.
It is the Rindle Report brought to you by the Frozen Ropes Summer Baseball League. The Frozen Ropes is now registering ball players age 6 through 12. Go to sandiegofrozenropes.com for more information. We're just talking about the Boston Celtics taking on the Indiana Pacers. My first story has to do with a former Indiana Pacer, Steven Jackson. So the story that went out a couple of days ago, Steven Jackson, the guy who dumped his fiance at the altar on her wedding day.
Wow.
And then he went to a party.
Ooh. Right.
And the reports are it's because, well, she refused to sign a prenuptial agreement in case they were to get divorced.
Typically, that's something that you're going to want to get the ink on paper before the day of the ceremony.
Did yes. Hannah make you sign a prenup?
No.
No.
Did you make her sign one?
Better not take.
You have to have something before you
yeah.
make anyone sign a prenup.
Please don't take all my records and my several guitars.
My adult league trophies.
My adult league. She already threw those away, as you know.
Should have gotten a prenup.
Yeah. Remember that? Yeah,
that's right.
No!
So Steven Jackson is, you know, people that know him or whatever, the reports started coming out that, like, nah, he had been trying for, like, 6 months out from the wedding day.
Well, then you postpone
3 months
it. You
out.
Postpone it.
2 weeks out. And she kept pushing it off, saying, oh, I'm preoccupied planning the wedding. I got to go get my dress, blah, 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 blah. So people were dragging him for leaving her at the altar on her wedding day because she wouldn't sign the prenup. He went on Instagram Live recently and... There are two sides to every story. Here's his side.
My nanny come back in there with a spook look on her face, like she still like she pulled me to the side and she like she still ain't signed it. Oh, I ain't getting married. Steph was like, she ain't signed a prenup. What we even here for? I'm like, yeah, dog, I ain't doing it. The preacher steps up. He's like, hold on. He say, now hold on. I know you love this girl. Don't make a drastic decision.
The preacher.
I think you should just let God just handle it. I say, huh? I think you should just let God handle it. Me, as a pastor, I don't believe in prenups. Nah, I know why she was fighting for you. You don't believe in prenups.
It
all makes sense.
She picked
I ain't getting married. Damn what you believe in, I put everything in God's hand. And God is telling me to put the pen in her hand and make her sign this damn prenup. That's what God telling me. So God telling me and you two different things, partner. You know, I'm going to keep it all 1,000 with y'all. After we had party at the hotel, me and all my partners getting ready to go out that night. Two of her main squeezes that was there with her.
Her friends.
Was with us that night. Oh. And I'm going to keep it funky. I downed one of them.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
I don't know that marriage had a lot of staying power. To be honest. It's one of the best. I need some clips of that. Partner, I want all of that. It's
me and my
so
partners.
Yeah. Good.
Good for what him, did, actually.
What did he say that so one of her main squeeze friends?
Our friends were with him, and I then dimed her up.
After we had party at the hotel, me and all my partners getting ready to go out that night. Two of her main squeezes that was there with her was with us that night. And I'm going to keep it funky.
Funky.
I downed one of them.
I don't even know what it means.
Something
use your imagination.
Something sexual, I would imagine.
You don't know what it means either, though.
I'm using my imagination.
Yeah, I know.
It's called context clues.
You got a pretty good idea.
I don't know that had a lot of staying power.
Probably not. I mean, it's not fairy tale. It's the one true love of your life.
No. Like, yeah.
Sort of story right there.
I understand, you know, business and whatnot. But the prenup is a weird convo. It's a very weird. It's a weird one to broach.
Right, if I am... If I'm the one being asked to sign the prenup...
Well, we know you'll sign it. 100%.
Okay, I'll sign it.
Probably,
that's
yes.
Fine.
But, I mean, it's only fair in terms of... Now, you know, if the marriage lasts for a long time, that's a totally different thing. Like, you know, at that point, you're kind of partners. But if it doesn't work out after, like, 6 months,
yeah.
And there's no prenup, really shouldn't be necessarily a big deal. Just go back to what you had before. That's fine. Didn't work out? Go back to what you had before.
Johnny's wife takes half Johnny's money. It's the greatest part of Eddie Murphy Raw. There's nothing better than that. What you going to do? Get a job at a boutique? Here, I made $70. Put that with the rest. There's nothing better than that. I've never laughed so hard in my whole life. Half. No, Hannah did not ask me to sign one. She probably will, though. Is there a post-nuptial agreement? Because if there is, she'll make me sign one. Yeah, no question.
All right, we'll keep it. I got another fun story from the world of basketball.
That audio is so effing good. I can't stand it.
Steven Jackson there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. You got. I'll show you. I'll send you the video.
I got to see the whole thing.
Put it all together.
Pot note.
A couple days ago, the Minnesota Timberwolves defeated the Denver Nuggets, punched their ticket to the Western Conference Final. They will take on who they play.
Dallas
starting tomorrow night. And I told you, I'm gonna make you an Anthony Edwards fan.
Yeah,
he is.
I'm a fan already.
He is so.
He's so funny, dude.
On the court. Off the court, he is so funny. I sent you that thread that had all his best moments, post-game interviews and stuff. This was after the game on, what was that, Sunday evening. He's joining the Inside the NBA crew on TNT. Charles Barkley is talking with him.
I wanted to watch you play. Okay, I have not been to Minnesota in probably 20 years.
Bring your ass.
Hey, can you send me a list of good restaurants? We're going to be there for like 5 days. I want you to send me a list of some good restaurants, okay?
Yeah. I'm going to find your number through somebody. I'm going to send them to you.
I appreciate it, my brother. Congratulations. I'll see you Wednesday.
Appreciate it, baby.
Bring your ass.
Bring your ass.
I have not been to Minnesota in probably 20 years.
Bring your ass.
Say that. Just, so that's tournament of drops for sure. Bring your ass.
No hesitation.
None. Zero.
No filter.
I have not been to Minnesota in probably 20 years.
Bring your ass.
I love it so much.
He is 22 years old.
Where's he from? Where did he
Georgia.
Play?
Georgia.
He played it. Where did he play?
He played for Duke.
No, he went to Georgia.
Oh, he went to Georgia.
Yeah, he went to the University of Georgia. He's from Atlanta. Went to Georgia. Not for long. First-round draft pick. First overall pick of the Timberwolves in 2020.
Ass.
And now is arguably one of, if not the, best player in the NBA.
He's talking to Charles Barkley.
I mean, people who watch a lot of basketball, he's the most Michael Jordan-like player we've seen in a long time.
All right, man, I'll watch it.
I have not been to Minnesota in probably 20 years.
Bring your ass.
It's so good. So
I love him, dude.
The internet did what the internet does. And if you now go to www.bringyaass.com, it automatically takes you to the Minnesota State Tourism website, exploreminnesota.com.
That is so good, dude.
It's a new advertising campaign.
Bring your ass.
Bring your ass. Minnesota. Bring your ass.
Oh, bring your ass.
Brilliant.
So good. All right, finally.
Oh, that's great audio today. Oh, my God.
Another conversion attempt here for our old pal Woods. Okay. I know you're not big on cartoons.
I'm not.
The adult cartoons.
I'll watch
the adult. I like South Park. I think King of the Hill is my favorite cartoon that they've put out. I'll watch some Bob's Burgers, maybe. But King of the Hill, we talked about this a while ago.
I liked Beavis and Butthead when I was in college.
Sure.
Because they would play music videos and they would comment on them. It was great.
Now, Beavis and Butthead had a revival.
Yep.
It was okay. King of the Hill, we've talked about it before. They've got the reboot coming back. And they're already on to season two. They haven't aired season one yet, but they're already developing season two.
Okay.
And Pamela Adlon, who is the voice of Bobby Hill,
was
just
Bobby.
One of the greatest characters, at least in cartoon history. I love Bobby Hill so much. She did an interview, and she was talking about how they're working on season two. Season one will come out next year. And she gave a little nugget. It does take place in the future, so it's not going to be like Bobby's not going to be a 12-year-old kid like
it
was.
It's not like the Simpsons, who have not aged in 35
years.
So he's like an older kid.
They took a 20-year break or however long it's been, 15 years.
So he's probably 32, 33.
He's going to be 21 years old,
Bobby
21. Hill.
Okay.
And he's a chef at a fusion restaurant in Dallas. So Mike Judge and Greg Daniels, they're the ones that came up with the original show.
Bobby's cooking fusion.
Damn it, Bobby, what the hell?
What is fusion? I can't wait already. Like
there's a lot of possibilities here.
Does Mike Judge do the voice of Hank? Is that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Now,
he's
brilliant, man.
Dale Gribble, the voice of Dale, has passed away. He passed away recently.
Oh, no!
So he will not be there for the, so Dale
for
the new revival.
Be there.
But Bobby Hill, he's a 21-year-old chef at a fusion restaurant in Dallas. He's in a relationship. He's his own young man now.
cannot wait. All right, I'm in. I'm all in. I was getting my hair cut recently, and they were running some old Kings of the Hill.
It's so good.
And I was dying. I mean, I was dying laughing.
King of the Hill was all right. I did not like South Park. I could not stand Beavis and Butthead.
Really? Oh, I liked it because of the music. They would play songs, and, you know, I liked that. But
can't believe Ben didn't like Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. South Park I didn't like either. Just, it's brilliant. And those two guys, Trey and what's his name?
Matt Stone.
They're brilliant. Brilliant. It was the voices. It was Cartman. Honestly, it ran me out of it.
The comedy's
brilliant.
Genius at times.
But it was the freaking voices, man. That. And I just said, I can't. This is hurting my. Same thing for, and this gets me killed. Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Hear nothing but great rave reviews about it all the time. Best, one of the best shows of all time. It's that one guy with the high, squeaky voice, and I can't watch the show because he ruins it for me. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Charlie?
Yes. Yeah, Charlie. He's the one. It has turned me off of it entirely, and I'm like, I want to like it so much, and every time I watch it, it makes me nuts. Mike Judge is a UCSD alum, Derek says. I didn't know that.
Usually I know all the locals, but
did you not know
I did
that?
Not know that either. Right.
If anybody knows where we can get in touch with Mike Judge, I'd be...
No, I'd put him on the show. Absolutely.
In a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
In a heartbeat. Thank you, Paul. It was a really good Rindle report today. Had a lot of fun with that.
According to...
Bring your ass. Charlie Day is his name. I can't stand him. I cannot stand him.
Bring your ass.
Yeah. Sorry.
According to the internet and our own Adam Klug, we will have tickets to give away to Padres Yankees on tomorrow's show. So, opportunity to win your way to Petco Park this weekend with the Bronx Bombers coming into town. I believe all shows tomorrow on 97.3 The Fan will have Padres Yankees tickets to give away. So, just a little added incentive to join us for the Wednesday edition of the program tomorrow. It is a Big League Wednesday. Paulie, here's how this works. Paulie will text Adam Jones tonight.
Yep.
Adam Jones will not respond.
Correct.
At all. And then sometime right before the show, he will say, oh, yeah, we're good, dog. And we will have him on probably at 7:30. But every once in a while, it goes awry because we didn't know that he was going to be on an airplane or something. So,
well, he was texting me 2 days ago and saying, you guys need to get your bring your asses out to Baltimore. And I said, he goes, tell your company to send you out here. I just said,
it's easier to get you than Barcelona, I guess.
We don't even have a copier. You going to send us to Baltimore? I don't think so, buddy.
Anyone have any points we can use
seriously.
Or something? All right, that's it for us. Annie and Elston are coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. For Paul Reindel, Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.